Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Past the mic, good evening at 5:10. This is Update for Wednesday, 6th of March 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to that news and sport, business and Sea Watch and travel update. And the newsmakers in person this evening, Ben McCree's got power restrictions imposed. Aaron Michael MHK's opposed the Ramsey boundary extension. School bus fare rise brings in £45,000. Castletown resident still waiting for social housing after 6 years. And a major showcase of women and girls football tonight at the Bowl.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. The Ben McCree is currently having to operate its engines at less than half its usual capacity. The Treasury Minister told the House of Keys yesterday it's because of energy efficiency restrictions that have been placed on the vessel. Wealthy residents on the Isle of Man who've opted to use the tax cap system paid more than £11 million in the last year. Backbench MHKs asked if the Treasury would consider a review of the system. An NFL superfan from the island has been invited to the USA for a once-in-a-lifetime experience later this year. Fraser Campbell, who lives in Peel and plays football for Michael United, has been named as the New York Jets' first-ever International Fan of the Year. Further afield, the UK Chancellor has set out a low-key budget, with little of the pre-election giveaways many in his party have been hoping for. Jeremy Hunt confirmed he's cutting national insurance by another 2 pence after doing the same in the autumn and kept fuel and alcohol duty on hold. Donald Trump's only rival for the Republican ticket in November's US presidential election has ended her campaign. Nikki Haley's urged Mr. Trump to earn the votes of those who haven't supported him. And Michelle Yeoh says it's hard to understand why Netflix chose to cancel her series The Brother's Son after one season. The Oscar winner posted on social media saying she's heartbroken over the decision made by the streaming company. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goro Maya, thank you. Siobhan from the Runnels Way Met Office. Occasional strong winds later in the North Irish Sea. State of sea slight or moderate. And the weather this evening, dry, pleasant, clear spells, then cloudy towards dawn. Overnight minimum is 5 degrees. And for Jourdain, dry with sunny intervals tomorrow and a fresh southeasterly, backing to the east as the day progresses. And we're up to 10 degrees Celsius, down to 5 through the night. Into Jehenia, cloudy and dry on Friday with bright spells and a strong easterly breeze, daylight maximum 10. Sunset this evening, 7 minutes past 6. High tide, 27 minutes before 9. Low tide is 2 minutes to 3 a.m. Sunrise at 9 minutes before 7. And the morning high tide at 11 minutes to 9.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674-573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Our spare vessel, the motor ship Ben McCree, is currently having to operate its engines at less than half usual capacity. It's because of energy efficiency restrictions that have been placed on the vessel. The Treasury Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson, MHK, says it's hoped the impact on sail times, if it were needed, would be minimal.
The reduction in power, limited to 48% of its engine's maximum continuous rating, or MCR, equates to around 14-15 knot speed. But this is being recalculated on the basis of more accurate evidence. In terms of the long-term effect on the effectiveness and operational facilities of the Ben McCree, that may be back to the normal anticipated service speed of 18 knots. This is a restriction, and it's based on trying to attain the best carbon dioxide emissions for the vessel. However, as I've already stated in my answer, Mr. Speaker, at certain times the captain may have to override this, particularly if passenger safety was involved, and so it is a paper restriction. In terms of the speeds and what knock-on effects that may have on either passengers or freight being carried by the Ben McCree, we are waiting for the final certification, and then determined on that we will know whether there are any limitations to the operational ability of the Ben McCree to be up to peak power.
Could the Treasury Minister advise, if the steam packet doesn't receive a new certificate, how long the crossing will take? It's a simple question that needs to be answered today.
It's not a difficult question to answer, Mr. Speaker. It's an impossible question to answer, because the sailing times between the Isle of Man and the various ports in the United Kingdom depend on a whole range of other variables, such as wind speed and tide. But the current limitation of 48% of the engine's maximum continuous rating, that would equate to around about 14 or 15 knots maximum speed, as opposed to a normal anticipated service speed of 18 knots.
Aaron Michael, MHKs are unanimously opposed to any boundary changes being suggested by Ramsey Town Commissioners. The local authority wants to expand its border into Lazare and Garth. But Tim Johnston and Alfred Cannon MHKs say it's not what their constituents want.
When I talk to residents who'll be affected during the election campaign and since, I have found nobody who supports this move. I'm very clear opposition, very clear identification that people of Glen Aldin and that surrounding area live in Lazare and want to continue to do so. So I'm very supportive of that stance. Clearly, we had a public inquiry in Ramsey a few weeks ago, and I was happy to put a submission into that. I was the only MHK who did, and I felt that was really important to support the community, who clearly feel that, yes, they do not want to be part of Ramsey. They don't identify with that. They don't have the infrastructure. Talk about paying four times the rates. They don't have a connection to the public sewerage or public lighting. They don't want that either. So, I'm very, very supportive of that area continuing to stay within Lazare.
Yeah, there's no substantial case for Ramsey's claim to expand the boundary at the moment, and absolutely crystal clear in terms of, you know, what they're asking for and the impact on the local residents is just not justified. So I will not be supporting any moves. Depends now what the inspector says, and then there has to be the respective motions, etc., brought to Timwell. But I will not be supporting any move to expand the boundary. But, you know, we are faced with a number of challenges as the island's, you know, shape is changing and as I think we move into the future. But we also need to, as Tim says, be clear about what we are trying to do and create within our towns. And I think for me, I would rather that the commissioners as well were engaged in developing what they have within their current boundary and are really focusing on, you know, some of the derelict sites that are lying in Ramsey and, you know, working with central government to try and create a better vision for the north.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster my, it's 22 minutes before 6 this Wednesday evening. A candidate in the upcoming Ramsey by-election says she'll fight for the wants and needs of the people in the town. Sarah Kennedy Hay is the final candidate hoping to win the vacant seat on the board, along with Joe Callister, Sandra Cottam-Shea and Pauline Johns-Garrett. And she says residents' views will be brought to attention consistently.
I believe that the people of Ramsey need an independent candidate, not someone that follows Greens or Liberals or anything else. I mean, they're very good parties, but I feel that I just want to be the voice of the people of Ramsey. I haven't got an agenda. My agenda is basically the people. What they want is what I'll be voicing to the rest of the Ramsey commissioners. I don't believe that being a commissioner is a part-time job. It requires dedication and hard work, and the people deserve somebody that's totally committed to being a commissioner. The marina being one of the big ones. Is it a boost for local economy, or will it end up a major pollutant of heavy metals as in Peel? Will it destroy local habitats? That is one of the things that I think many people are concerned about. We've had news about the Sulby Riverside scheme. They're going to build 200 homes on a floodplain. Is that ever a good idea? As I've said, it's not my agenda. I would see myself just as a spokesperson for the people. The other things that may come up are regeneration. That seems to be a buzzword, but regenerating what? I mean, there's the area by Old Shipyard Road there that needs something doing with it.
A major event to showcase women and girls football on the Isle of Man's taking place tonight at the Bowl in Douglas. Isle of Man FA Interim Chief Exec Lewis Qualtro says the occasion could be a real benchmark towards growing the female game on the island.
I think we're utilising this as a real mark of intent around the women and girls game over the next sort of 4 years as part of our new business strategy, which will be being released in July the 1st onwards. It will be a huge part of our business strategy moving forward, along with everything else within our strategy, but it will play a major role. It's really important that we look to try and capitalise on the event as best we can and grow the game, not just at adult women's level, but at all junior levels underneath that, so we have a real good flourishing pathway over time that can ensure that the game is as healthy as it can be, and we have lots of participation with the game. We've seen a lot of growth off the back of the Lionesses and the success around the Lionesses, and we want to capitalise on that further really over the years to come. It's really important that we cater for both, and we have opportunities both to do competitive football but also recreational opportunities as well at all ages. And as well, as an example, within the women's game we have a session currently running. It's an FA Just Eight Play session, which runs on Monday evenings at the NSC, currently 6 till 7. So anybody that has an interest in football and wants to get involved at more a recreational level to start with has an opportunity to come down and be part of that session. Similarly, things like running summer leagues has been really helpful in terms of growing the sport. We need more people supporting the game as best we can, whether that's coaches, administrators, volunteers, referees, to help grow the sport. We as the Football Association will support all as best we can, and we've got a lot of programs and initiatives and support mechanisms in order to do so. Growing more volunteers within the game will be a key priority, I think, to help participation flourish.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motor vessel Manxman left Heysham late this afternoon, 13 minutes past 3, so she won't be into the bay until gone 6:30. Onto the Linkspan before 7 o'clock, departing this evening at 8:15, into Heysham at a minute before midnight. Overnight departure is 1:40 a.m. Back to Douglas at 5:25 tomorrow morning, presumably because of tidal restrictions in Heysham. And the morning departure tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Manxman heads from Douglas to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
And a quick word, if you're heading for the mountain road, the matrix signs at Bagarrow, Sulby, Ramsey and Hilbury showing fog patches on the mountain road. Raising the cost of school buses will generate £45,000 for the Department of Infrastructure, according to the minister. It's now 50p a trip for children compared to 40p last term. Tim Crookall, MHK, responding to questions in the House of Keys.
The last incremental rise to the school fare was in 2019, when the journey increased from 30 to 40 pence. This figure fell short of the proposed 50 pence target at the time. Standard child fares are generally half that of the adult fare, rounded up to the next 10 pence multiple. However, for the purpose of attending school, the fare remains significantly subsidised. The increase was not activated before this press release. The back office was updated after the press release and to enable families to preload, top up their go cards before the start of term. A fare review is underway for the remaining core services and planned for the implementation at the start of the new 2024 bus timetable. Based on the 22-23 school travel figures, the increased school fare is likely to bring in approximately £45,000 if patronage remains roughly the same as it is at the moment.
Could the minister just confirm how much the school buses are actually subsidised by the actual sum?
I'm not sure exactly what the school fare subsidy is. We're happy to try and get the subsidy for the school buses. And the issue was, as it was this time, every time we put the bus fares up, if we give advance notices, people now go out and buy them well in advance, and just we end up losing a fortune because they will put, you know, lots and lots of money on those cards and we lose out. So we have to give as little as possible, as hard as that is. I totally understand where the honourable members come from.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Yeah, 16 minutes before 6. In corporate news, Convatec, the medical products and technologies company, was top gainer on the FTSE 100 as it lifted its forecast for medium-term organic growth after a strong performance in 2023, which saw a rise in margins and double-digit profit growth. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Apple.com. Sales in China of Apple's iPhone fell by 24% in the first 6 weeks of this year compared to a year earlier, according to research firm Counterpoint. This comes as Apple's facing fierce competition in the country from local rivals. During the same period, China's Huawei saw its sales jump by 64% in its home market. Aside from a resurgence in Huawei sales at the more expensive end of the Chinese phone market, Apple was also squeezed in the middle on aggressive pricing from the likes of Oppo, Vivo, and Xiaomi. Counterpoint Research said China, which is one of Apple's biggest markets, also saw overall smartphone sales shrink by 7% in the same period. Huawei struggled for years due to U.S. sanctions, but its sales surged after releasing its Mate 60 series of 5G smartphones last August.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets bounced back. U.S. stocks opened higher and oil fell slightly as concerns about demand growth in China clashed with signs of a supply tightness and output cuts by major producers. Gold rallied to a fresh record. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London, the FTSE 100 up just over 0.4% at 7,679. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.1% at the close, 17,716. In the United States, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.6%, 38,821. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.8% at 16,067. In the S&P 500 up 0.8% in Chicago at 5,118. And the trading day rolls on. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling, $1 27.5 cents, €1 16.9 cents, and 23 South African rand 97 cents. In commodities, gold's up 1%, $2,148 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 2% at $83.46.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
No, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
Quarter to three.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Andrea's commissioners met last night to discuss an update on a new children's play area and what to do about dog fouling. The local authority has received two donations towards the park, and one of the board members has drawn up some new signs to get residents to pick up their dogs' bags, shall we say. Our local Democracy reporter Emma Draper was at the meeting.
A private donation was sent to the commissioners, which would cover some of the cost of the new park, and this was accepted by the board. The clerk also confirmed Air United has donated a sum of £500 to the commissioners, which was raised at Amelia, with the stipulation the money was given to a cause in the parish. It's estimated to cost £85,000 and could feature a wheelchair-accessible roundabout, swings, a slide and a climbing frame. The local authority has also approached the Manx Lottery Trust for funding towards the park. Dog fouling in the village was also raised as an issue by a member of the public, and some new signs have been drawn up by Commissioner Jimmy Allison. Commissioner Jackie Farragher said there are 10 dog poo bins around the village, but people should be able to buy their own bags. It was also confirmed there are no dog bylaws which the local authority could enforce. Instead, the matter would have to go to the police, who can fine someone up to £1,000. The board agreed that signs should go up at both ends of Church Lane, as that is where it's the worst. It was agreed unanimously that the signs be installed around the village and any effects will be monitored. An officer from the Department of Infrastructure outlined plans for a new scheme for local authorities who are having issues with road safety management. The officer said all local authorities will be asked what areas need to be looked into and what solution is preferable for the community. She confirmed a pedestrian crossing, like a zebra, could cost in the region of £155,000, and any new signs, including speed or give way, are around £400. The board agreed it would fill out a form with the issues that came up the most, which they said is a 20-mile-an-hour zone throughout the village.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Bastamai, good evening. Starting with cycling and a more positive outing today for Mark Cavendish and Astana Kazakhstan as the team got UCI points on the board on stage 3 of the Tirreno Adriatico this afternoon. Whilst Cav himself wasn't in contention for the top spots, his teammate Simone Velasco managed a top 10 finish in 6th. The fourth phase of the race takes place tomorrow, covering 207 kilometres from Aroni to Giulia Nova. In athletics, Isle of Man long distance runner Sarah Webster is set to defend her Anglo-Celtic Plate title later this month. The Northern AC competitor is one of the four strong female squad representing England at the 100km event, taking place at North Inches Park in Perth, Scotland, on the 24th of March. Last year, Webster, the 2023 Isle of Man Veteran Sportsperson of the Year, stormed to victory in a time of 7 hours, 3 minutes and 40 seconds, smashing the British record over that distance in the process. In football, another good news story this week for one of the Isle of Man's up-and-coming talents who's been snapped up by an American scholarship agency. Young Peel fullback Louis Bajard has been signed by First Point USA for the organisation's class of 2025. Along with his experience at club level so far, Bajard has also been part of the Isle of Man FA Academy setup between under-10 and under-16 level. Founded in 2001 and headquartered in Manchester, First Point USA assists athletes in a wide range of sports in the process of securing scholarship opportunities at American universities. And finally, speaking of the USA, an NFL superfan from the island has been invited to the USA for a once-in-a-lifetime experience later this year. Fraser Campbell, who lives in Peel and plays football for Michael United, has been named as the New York Jets' first ever International Fan of the Year. As a result, he will head to the United States to attend the 2024 NFL Draft being held in Detroit. Once there, Campbell will also be in the running with 31 others to be named Ultimate International Fan of the Year.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick's on time, the 5-8 returning patient transfer Logan Air from Liverpool's on time, the 8 o'clock Logan Air from London City, it's got a half an hour delay on it at the moment, in at 8:30. Outbound, the 6 o'clock Logan Air to Liverpool on time, and the 8 o'clock EasyJet return to Gatwick on time. On the roads, temporary lights on the Lazare Road at Kerrimore near Sulby for work on the pavements between the Cronk and Sandygate. There's lights on the Ballymona Road for Watermain Lane. Key and Drogheda Road in Antrim has got closures in phases for Watermain work, and south of Kirkmichael on the Ballylie Road, there are closures for Watermain work. In Douglas, Hillside Avenue through to Circular Road closed for window replacement on an adjacent office building. A section of Switzerland Road's closed for construction work. Temporary lights at the bottom end of Summerhill for gas repairs. Temporary lights on Brighton Terrace at the Mount Bradder Junction for gas main replacement. In Ballasalla, temporary lights on the main road between the Whitestone and Clack Vane for emergency road repairs. Phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work, and part of the Lubes Road near Foxdale closed between Erie Dam and Kionsloo Hill for patching work. Bottom end of Mount Gorn Road in Gans is closed for patching work. Parliament Street, Ramsey closed from Court Road to the end of Bourne Place. They're repairing the speed ramps, and phase closures on the Ballachill Ferrick Road in Colby for water main work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
And to reiterate, the matrix signs from Hilbury to the mountain, Sulby to the mountain, Bagarrow and Ramsey to the mountain showing fog patches on the mountain road. A Castletown resident's hopeful that commissioners will listen to their plea to be rehomed in a new social housing scheme. Speaking anonymously from their School Hill property, they've told Manx Radio they've been ready for the commissioners to move them into the new development since 2018. 6 years on, still waiting.
They've built 11 houses and now they've just abandoned the site. So over there it just looks like a bomb site. They thought it would only take a couple of years over there to build. You know, I don't think they realised how long it was going to take. A few people have moved out from this row. A few people from this the row over the road have all gone into the 11 houses that they have finished. And we're supposed to be going into the second phase, which is 2024, but they've just abandoned it now. Well, it's frustrating because I live in a damp house, so I'm obviously not wanting to live in a damp house. I'm constantly on at the commissioners to come and help me with the damp. This year they've finally started to help me with it because I think they know that there's not going to be any more houses built this year. So they've done some work upstairs and downstairs, but like you can see, the damp is still coming through the walls. But I've stayed here because of the promise of a new house. And when I did speak to the tenant liaison officer, he said he would prioritise us in the first phase because of the damp. I've got asthma. I've put the tenant liaison officer, I've put in the list of medications I take for asthma. I've put all that in to show him. Again, he said he would prioritise us and never. It makes me feel frustrated because they don't tell us when we're moving. They haven't given us a date. They haven't told us what's happened to all the workforce, where they've gone, why there's no houses being built. I can't make plans for anything because it's going to cost me money to move. I can't have a holiday in case I need that money to move. You know, I just don't know. This is our lives.
Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
Maloo commissioners met this morning, had a visit from the chief constable and the new captain of the parish. There were also updates on planning applications and some charity fundraising. Our local democracy reporter Emma Draper was there.
Maloo commissioners met this morning and had a visit from Chief Constable Ross Foster. He spoke to the commissioners about his background and what strategies the police have been implementing since he joined. Mr. Foster said he's currently in consultation with the Department of Infrastructure about improving security at the sea terminal. The police have also agreed to monitor a recent bout of antisocial behaviour which had been reported around Langness. An application for a second phase of houses in Ballasalla was unsupported by the commissioners on the grounds of overdevelopment in the area. The proposal was from Dandara and was seeking approval for 31 new homes in phase 2 of its Riet Mee estate. Commissioner Barbara Berriton said the company has added on extra houses which weren't in the original application. She said it would be very crammed if it went ahead. There were also complaints raised about the lack of affordable housing in the development, with the extra houses asked for only adding two more under that bracket. The new captain of the parish of Maloo also attended and praised the local authority's civic service, which raised money for the hospice. £830 will be donated, and the commissioners agreed unanimously to go up to the hospice and present a cheque to them.
That's it for Update Today, brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, it's Spotlight, the arts programme with Howie Kane, Chris Kinley with Greatest Hits, the Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne at 9, and I'm back tomorrow at 5:30 with Update.
WINT